Hasselbeck gets the snap. He's going to go long, deep down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted by A.J. Boye. Boye runs across the 45 and slides down, and the Texans are going to do it. They're going to finally beat the Colts in Indianapolis.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. With the season now in the rearview mirror, next step up was players came in, cleaned out their lockers, had their exit interviews with general manager Rick Smith. And, yeah, there's 21 of these guys that are on the free agent list that Rick Smith and his staff are going to have to figure out what to do with. A lot has to be done from this point moving forward.
Well, Patty, you know, when you talk about a team year after year, Bill O'Brien always says it, every year is different, and I think next year is going to be very different. Among those free agents to be Ben Jones, Brandon Brooks, Jared Krik, you're talking about starters here, so we'll see how they play it as an organization. And these are draft choices who have contributed mightily to the success of the last couple of years. Again, you want to take that next step. So you can't pay everybody. We've seen it around here before with some of the big names that you've had to lose because, again, there's a salary cap in this league. So a lot to consider. Players have a lot to do in the offseason as well. Get some rest, but get ready for the offseason and next year.
Yeah, and actually we had a chance to catch up with a couple of those players that you talked about their thoughts on being a free agent.
Just got to move on and take it day by day. Just heal all my bumps and bruises and move on to next year.
The case that you made, you know, obviously, sort of like you make an argument, hey, you should keep me or that kind of thing. What kind of a case you like you made for these guys to keep things going with you?
I've done everything I can, and it's up to them right now.
And what is it like for you? You kind of touched on it going into the offseason. There's some uncertainty there, obviously. What's that like for you personally right now?
You really don't even think about it. Really, I just come out here every day and just try to get better, and it's the off season right now, so I'm going to try to heal up all my bumps and bruises and be ready when April and March comes around.
It's bright, you know, for an organization. You know, we did a lot of good things, had the ball rolling early. So, you know, good things happened for this team. It's for myself, you know, who knows really. You know, it's my last year of contract, so, you know, hopefully I'm back. But if not, you know, wherever I go, I go.
How much would you like to be back? Is that something that would be kind of a big priority for you?
I'd love to be back. You know, I love my teammates. You know, I love, you know, working for these coaches. I love working for this owner. So, and I love the city. I mean, everything about this team, you know, I would really like to be back, yeah.
Well, definitely something we'll be watching throughout the course of the offseason. But, you know, Mark, as much as these players didn't like the way the season ended, there were a lot of good things that happened throughout the course of the season.
Well, Patty, when you talk about a number of people coming together for a collective goal when everything seems to be at its worst, I mean, it was a storm of adversity and negativity, but the guys pulled together to win the divisional championship, and that's something they'll take away from this campaign.
The team we got right here is a lot of fight. A lot of guys that's not going to give up, and that shows what type of team we have, what type of players we have on this team, coaching staff, all those guys. They believe in us. We believe in ourselves. So I think this guy's the limit for this team. A lot of great guys on this team, and we'll see how things go this offseason and be ready when it's time to kick off the OTAs.
I think, you know, before we played Tennessee the first time, when we kind of got on our little roll, guys just kind of came together. And the chemistry on this team is, I don't think you find it anywhere else. It's pretty special. And, you know, guys came together and told each other that they were going to do whatever they had to do for the team, for each other. And that's when we went on our roll, you know, beat Tennessee, came back, beat Cincinnati, and started winning a lot of games. So put ourselves in a position to get to the playoffs. And, you know, I think that speaks volume of the adversity that this team been through. And overcoming it, I mean, that's something that I think speaks volumes.
For everybody to count us out, you know, at 2-5 and to actually turn things around and, you know, for guys to believe in this locker room, what we had, and to turn things around and get the ticket into the playoffs, it really kind of, it sucks. It sucks, you know, for them to be out in the first round. So, you know, it doesn't put a damper on anything. You know, it actually, you know, puts us in a position to, you know, look forward to the future. Understand that, you know, we've got the team that we want. We just got to make a few improvements and, you know, continue on and building more success.
So that was one step they took, winning the AFC South together. And whoever is assembled on this squad next year, Patty, they not only have to do that, but take it the next step further, win the first postseason game, build from there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of questions at the quarterback position, which is one we will address along with what J.J. Watt is doing in the next week or so when we come back. Stay with us.